264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second and last half hour of today on this Friday, May 9th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. If you guys would like to check your insurance policies that you currently have in place, text me TC for Tristan Cole. And I'll send you the screenshot of his phone number and his website, TristanCole.com. Reach out to him. Use him. Literally. Use him to check to see if you're paying too much for your insurance or whether he can save you some money. If he can't, no harm, no foul. All you're going to do is waste some time of his asking you questions, going over your deck pages, your declaration pages, folks, the actual policies that you get from your insurance agents. All you have to do is call them and say, email me my deck pages. They'll know what you're talking about, your declaration pages. They'll also probably figure out that maybe you're shopping around. So when you request the deck pages to be emailed to you, they go, you know, Karen, well, we haven't looked at your insurance in a while. Let us see if maybe there's some other companies that we represent that we could possibly shift these coverages to another company and save you some money. Would you like us to do that for you? Or do you still want us to email you the deck pages? Yeah, I'd like you to do that for me, but I want you to still email me my deck pages. You know what that's telling the insurance agent? We're going to lose them as a customer. They're going to shop around. Insurance companies, especially ones that you've been with for a long time, do what's called creep. Every single year, every single 6 months, they kind of increase your insurance a little bit. Insurance creep is famous in the industry. I know because I used to work in it. Vicky owned an insurance company. We dealt with all kinds of life insurance issues. We dealt with homeowners insurance, owning a real estate brokerage firm, and her owning the mortgage company, we had an in-house insurance agency. Once they get you hooked in, we were with auto owners for years. They always were raising our rates, and we didn't know enough back then. We were too busy, actually, to shop around. Text me TC. Get a hold of Tristan. He'll tell you to get your deck pages together. You call your insurance agent, email me my deck pages. They email them to you. You forward them to Tristan. He then looks them over and looks at your current coverages and then is going to call you and ask you some questions about your deck pages. If he has, through Farm Bureau, a way to insure your business and your house together over what he calls, and I forget the exact terminology or the phraseology of it, it's an estate policy, it's a umbrella, it has something to do with your estate. The property of your home may have a separate parcel ID number, maybe it has its own legal description, maybe it doesn't. Maybe your business is in a garage or your business is in a separate building on your home's property. It's still all together as one parcel ID number, one legal description. You get one tax bill, you don't get two? Well, he might be able to insure the business as part of the homestead in a combined estate. I forget the name. Call Tristan. This happens all the time. We've got a painter here in our subdivision. At the end of our street, he runs a painting company out of it. He's got a nice big, oh God, I'm going to say 30 by 40, kind of a big oversized garage, if you will. All his paint trucks, all his supplies, his air compressors, all of his equipment is in this pole barn. Well, it's on his house property. I know because I know the plat of the subdivision. I know exactly where my neighbor's lot lines are. I know where mine is. And it's very interesting that he's been operating that painting company there for ever since he bought the house years ago. All kinds of different scenarios. So anyway, text me TC and let's use Tristan. Let's get him the deck pages. Let him look them over. Let him ask you some questions. And then let's see if he can save you some money. If Farm Bureau and his other companies he represents can't save you money, well, then no harm, no foul. You just wasted a little Tristan's time. I mean, I hate to say it that way, but that's basically what it boils down to. So anyway, this is another text message I just got. You know, I got to give Tristan a call because I pull a trailer. And sometimes I have my business equipment and stuff in there. So is that covered? Is it not covered? Good conversation this morning. Thank you, Randy, for having him on. So, yeah, give him a call, definitely. Text me TC, and I'll send you his phone number and his website. Very simple. His name, Tristan, T-R-I-S-T-O-N, Cole, C-O-L-E.com, TristanCole.com. But again, if you text me TC, I'll send you a screenshot. I'll have his number, his website. I'll have it all on there for you. I want to wrap up this week with basically a final story, if you will, of MERS News Service this week. The Michigan Democratic Party versus the Michigan Republican Party. There was a dinner, award dinner, put on by the Michigan Press Association down in Frankenmuth, and they invited a bunch of people to come to the Michigan Press Association. This is newspapers. They invited both Jim Runstad, the new chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, as well as Curtis Hertel. Curtis Hertel, a state senator in his previous life, married to Elizabeth Hertel, the director of Health and Human Services for the state of Michigan under Governor Gretchen Whitmer. He is also the Michigan Democratic Party chair. Well, both of them were given an opportunity to get up and speak to address the Michigan Press Association. When Curtis Hertel, the Democrat chair, got up, he said this and was given quote of the day by MERS News Service yesterday. I want to thank the Michigan Press Association for this free dinner. They basically invited their speakers and paid for their dinner to be part of their event. As you may be aware, the Michigan Republican Party is $800,000 in debt. So I'm sure that Michigan Republican Party Chairman Jim Runstad needed a free dinner. And of course, the whole room laughed and chuckled at Jim Runstad's expense. Pete Hoekstra, in the position of chairman of the Michigan Republican Party for our last election cycle, November 5th, 2024, had numerous bills, invoices, credit card charges that he and his people rang up. spent all the money they had cash on hand, of all the money that came from all these different donors and PACs. I was told they went through roughly about $20 million. And they left $800,000 in outstanding debt to the Michigan Republican Party. The new chair, Jim Rundstedt, has to raise almost $1 million to pay off this debt before he can be in the black, in the positive, to start raising money for next year's 2026 election. The Democrats, I don't know what their financial situation is, whether they're in the red or the black, but he made fun of Jim Rundstedt in the Republican Party. You need to understand a couple of things. The state party is different than your local county parties. County parties are independent. County parties have their own self-autonomy. They are not part of the Michigan Republican Party. You need to understand this. County parties are independent. While the Michigan Republican Party may invite you as county parties to participate in their state convention for their company, their entity, their business, you are not under any obligation to do anything the state party tells you to do. If you choose to do it, that's great. But you're independent. You see, the Michigan Republican Party is a corporation. It is a company. It is a business. And as a business, a public business, they need to basically hold stockholder meetings. They need to hold corporate state conventions as opposed to a private company where they would have their meeting of their stockholders, people who own stocks in this private company. Not the way it works for the state parties. When you go to state convention, you give up your autonomy, you give up your independence, and you agree to operate under their rules because you are a guest of their state convention. Well, the state party needs to raise some money. So if you're inclined, search for Michigan Republican Party, make a donation, help them get out of debt. I'm sure Jim Rundstedt would greatly appreciate it. Final segment of today's show, final segment of this week. So looking forward to the weekend. Word from our sponsors, we'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back. This is the final segment of today. Couple of text messages coming in with questions. Again, folks, give it a hold of Tristan. I know just enough about insurance from 15 years ago to get in trouble. Give him a call. He's the expert. He can answer your questions. Again, just text me TC and I'll send you his phone number and his website, TristanCole.com. One of the things that we're going to do is we are definitely going to work with Fani Mantravati and getting clerks informed about the website checkmyvote.org. There's actually ways that he can set up your clerk with a account on that website to be able to look at their qualified voter files through the checkmyvote.org website and start checking these addresses to see who, in fact, is registered to vote in these townships, in these counties, in our state of Michigan. One of the things that I want to share with you guys is the process that we're going through, that we're dealing with in Lansing right now. It's very much similar to what Donald Trump is dealing with in Washington, D.C. In Washington, they're coming up with this one big, beautiful bill where basically you vote yes or no on the whole thing. You're not able to pick and choose what components, what aspect of this big, beautiful bill you support or you don't support. Actually, it's a pretty smart strategy on Donald Trump and Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, and Senator John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader. Republicans control both houses of our government in Washington right now, but that's not the case in Lansing. Lansing, the Republicans are in control of the House. The Senate still has a one-seat majority, 19-18, in the state Senate. Well, wait a minute, Trucker. There's 38 state senators. 19-18 only adds up to 37. Yes, because Governor Gretchen Whitmer refuses to hold a special election, which, by the way, she could have done this past Tuesday. This past Tuesday was elections. some of our school districts had bond proposals, millage proposals, renewals on the ballot. The clerks were there. In the 35th state Senate district, they very easily could have held an election on Tuesday. Governor Gretchen Whitmer refuses to call for a special election to fill that seat. There's only 37 state senators operating in Lansing right now, controlled by one Democrat seat. That's it. Why does Governor Whitmer not want to call that special election? Because it's located in an area that Trump kicked Kamala Harris's butt. That seat would be replaced from a Democrat, which held it previously, to a Republican, and then they would have gridlock in the state Senate, 19-19, for the remaining term of her governorship. Well, gridlock in the state Senate, 19-19. Any bill comes up, partisan lines, everybody votes. Republicans vote yes, Democrats vote no. Who breaks the tie? For our state constitution, it's the lieutenant governor. The lieutenant governor is Garland Gilchrist. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist is running for governor in 2026. Current governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to stay out of the endorsement game. She doesn't want to endorse Jocelyn Benson, the current Secretary of State. Garland Gilchrist, her lieutenant governor, the entire time of her governorship, doesn't want to endorse Chris Swanson, the Genesee County Sheriff from Flint, who's running for governor as well. If she holds that special election, the people of the 35th State Senate District finally get a state senator to represent them. Gridlock takes place because the Republican candidate wins it. She then has to work with Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist to get anything done for the rest of her governorship. Why? Gridlock, 19-19. I'm Garland Gilchrist. Well, Governor, if you want me to vote your way on these bills, you have to endorse me. She doesn't want to do that. I think the people of the 35th State Senate District, roughly about 270,000 people, you're not going to have a state senator for the next year and 7 months. It's not going to happen until there's a new governor. When the new governor takes over on January 1st of 2029, maybe you'll get a state senator. January 1st of 2027. I stand corrected. Well, those are my thoughts. I hope you enjoyed the show today. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll at 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers.